This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at YouTube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, let's do it. Let's have some fun today. Tuesday, August 15th, CNR in for Dan Patrick.
That's the plan. Having a super fun time day. Gonna have a super fun time, guys. Talking some football. I'm ready for it. My Yankees stink. Got nothing to watch.
Your pets' heads are falling off.
My pets' heads are falling off. Hard Knocks, though, is getting me fired up, too, and that's tonight. Again, we're Covino and Rich live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. Owning Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary. Is it extraordinary or extraordinary?
Oh.
It's extra easy with full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. And remember, this hour, some Mike Tyson trivia. Iron Mike hangs out with Covino and Rich. We usually play every Tuesday afternoon because we're on every afternoon, 5 p.m. on the East, 2 p.m. on the West. So if you want to win a CNR on FSR Nerf Football, call now, 877-99 on Fox. It's all multiple choice. No real brain busters. We're going to have fun.
Let's say what's up to Terry in South Carolina. You're on with Covino and Rich. We're talking running backs and just the whole idea that, you know, Zeke got 6 mil. Dalvin Cook, 8.6. Saquon, you know, 10. Does Josh Jacobs rush to sign right now? And is Jonathan Taylor making a mistake by playing hardball? What do you think, Terry?
Covino, Rich.
What's up?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Just wanted to bring up the fact that most running backs make as much as Justin Tucker does.
Yeah, that's like that's the crazy part now. When we went over that list last hour, I mean, I can't expect everyone was listening last hour. I was saying middle relievers and, you know, guys off the bench in the NBA, Adam Ottavino, Jared Vanderbilt, guys like that, Kuminga. Yeah. Who's on the Yankees? Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. That IKF. Dude, that dude's making more money.
Yeah, but IKF is a utility
Elliott
guy. Hey, Zeke Elliott needs to learn how to play outfield and shortstop.
So you got to just realize that the market will dictate your value. That's been talked about ad nauseum, but it's a truth. And I think it's a hard pill to swallow because in sports, you've seen that meme going around where what the average salary was in 2013, 10 years ago, compared to now, every sport. Hockey only went up a little bit, but baseball, basketball, football, salaries have gone up like 75%, almost double.
Yeah.
So when you see running backs, like, wait a minute, they're going the other way?
Or they just need to reinvent the position.
But you know what? To compare it to regular business, and I know it's an unpopular opinion, but you know when someone gets let go and you realize, well, from a business standpoint, it sucks from a human standpoint because you're like, come on, no one wants to see anyone lose their job. And then if they do, hey, hire someone else. But what do they do a lot of the time? They say, you know, we'll just take John's job, sort of divvy up his responsibility. We could just sort of absorb that position, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, we got rid of him.
Which means more workload for the other
everyone
colleagues.
Gets a little more workload, yeah. But you know, we don't need to hire someone else. We could just divvy up whatever John was doing.
And that person that picks up the extra workload usually doesn't get extra income.
Yeah, and that right now, the analogy would be that's running back by committee. A lot of these young second, third, fourth round picks in a draft who's are making minimal money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, great money compared to the average fella. But minimal money in the NFL. It's like, all right, is Zeke Elliott worth that much more than two fresh running backs out of, like, I don't know, Oklahoma or Texas or something? No, the answer is no, which means $6 million is what you're getting on a one-year deal with the Patriots. And you know what? It's a chance for him to say, yo, F you, everyone.
Hey,
watch what I can do.
The pendulum swings back to somewhat of a normal payday. You know what radio hosts used to get paid? You know, back in the 80s, 90s, to do what we're doing right now, a hell of a lot more, I'll tell you that.
But then with podcasting and other streaming things, it's now, then it, you make money in other ways.
Exactly.
So you got to just pivot, like you said, and, you know, it just makes it more exciting to me, to you, to everyone that's getting pumped for football to
I'm
realize.
I'm thinking it might make Zeke, pun intended, more hungry, more to prove, reinvent himself.
And I'm not saying Zeke's that much of a difference maker, but let's be honest. In a division where, oh my God, the shiny toy is Aaron Rodgers, Hard Knocks, and the Jets.
Yeah, but Zeke makes the Patriots a little more exciting. I think one of the biggest criticisms is they're boring.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, when you're in a division where Aaron Rodgers is the shiny new toy, and they got Hard Knocks, and then you go to Miami, where it's Mike McDaniel in his funny press conferences, and you got Tua, what's going to be with him, and Tyreek Hill, and all these explosive offensive guys. And then you say, well, Buffalo, I mean, Josh Allen, that they're almost automatic playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
What was the boring team? The Patriots.
The most boring team.
And
by far.
The reality is, they were always sort of boring. Tom Brady and, you know, Welker, Edelman, Gronk. It was the personnel that took a boring franchise and made them cool, right? And winning cures all that.
Super Bowls made him cool.
But
other than that, they were boring.
Zeke Elliott is now the most popular player on that team. And you could say I'm wrong, but I'm not. Mac Jones, like Danny J, most popular player on the Patriots as of this moment. Most popular.
Most popular.
Zeke Elliott. I think just.
Well, on the defensive side, Judon had like 16 and a half, 17 sacks. He's a monster.
Great player. But if you ask, I don't know, your mom or something. You know, if you ask like some like yeah. a casual football fan, like
who's name recognition?
Yeah,
alone.
Name recognition alone.
She probably wouldn't even be able to name a Patriot right now, to be honest
yeah.
with you.
Zeke Elliott, I think, just automatically became one of the most popular Patriots, even though he may not be the factor he once was. Patriots just got a name that makes him a little more sexy in that very competitive AFC East.
If I was a kid, right now, on my come up. And I was good at football, I would definitely choose another position aside from running back. I'm like, no thanks.
Imagine if
no
you
thanks.
Said, you know, it's like everything, right? Where in the beginning of social media, if you're like, wait a minute, there's going to be people that, you know, stream and make millions. There's going to be, what is it, influencers? If you would have told someone that in the beginning days of social media, you would have rolled your eyes at it. The same way if you said 10 plus years ago, no, listen, tight ends are going to get paid so much more than running backs. Tight ends? When we were kids, you couldn't name five tight ends in the National Football League.
Yeah, but a running back.
That's very interesting because no one would have thought 5 years ago that tight ends would want to be ranked as wide receivers and be good enough.
Yeah. Right now, when you're looking at, even from fantasy sports, right, Joel, I'm not a big fantasy guy, but no, like, fantasy sports, a tight end would be like a later round pick. Now, people are picking up guys like Kittle and Kelsey and stuff in the round one or two. They have become such a major part of a team's offense.
And who made that famous, really, you think, coaching-wise?
I'll be so jaded and be like, you know, 90s, you know, Cowboys. But I remember Brent Jones as a 49er. Gonzalez on the Falcons.
Belichick
with the two tight end set of Aaron Hernandez and Gronk. But, yeah, I mean, Jimmy Graham in his prime was a game changer.
Game changer.
Remember Jimmy Graham? Like, there was a moment in time where...
But, again, it was a blocking position. But if you had hands, you know, and that became part of
winter
the...
Winter coats.
Yeah, that became part of the expectation.
Winter coats, yeah.
Yeah. But then Darren Waller followed in Graham's footsteps.
Waller, but for sure. But when... There was a moment in time, and I know that Steve Young would use Brent Jones a lot, and I remember that being one of the first times as a kid. As a Niners fan also, I'm like, well, the tight end's a big part of this offense. Brent Jones, huh? And you do have to think, Jimmy Graham, when he was catching passes from Drew Brees in his prime, he made, like, he was your number one look at times. And you're like, the tight end? So, yeah.
He fell off quick.
Yeah.
It seemed that way anyway.
Yeah, he went to Seattle, right? And it wasn't the same. All right, well, hey, Covino and Rich, chilling. Fox Sports Radio, in for the great Dan Patrick, and we are going to play Tyson Trivia in just a little bit. And we are going to talk about your number one surprise team and the number one team that's going to go home crying. Like, what team? Start thinking about it now. What is the one team where the fans are going to be crying in their beer come November? Midway through, what wrong? And the fan bases that are going to be the equivalent of like the Cincinnati Reds in baseball. Like, what? We didn't expect this. Like, last year, no one on planet Earth.
There's always a high expectation where you're let down. And then there's always a surprise team where
Geno
you expected
Smith.
Nothing. And then Geno Smith lights it up, and he hasn't even written back yet.
Geno Smith is last year's story. It's always fun to go back. You know how they do those montages where it's like, look how wrong Mel Kiper was during this draft or this draft. Go back, a simple YouTube search and be like, predictions, 2022. There was not one person that was like, man, the Seahawks. People thought the Seahawks were going to win four games last year, three or four games, which is why my surprise team that I think is going to really make some noise is a team that a lot of people have predicted to really not do much this year. You're not hearing much about them at all. So we'll get to that. And also the team that comes in with the high hopes is always a team, a la the Padres or Mets in baseball, that everything seems like it's lined up for victory. It's going to be great.
It just doesn't work out for whatever reason.
Doesn't work out.
It happens all the time.
So your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox. And today is also the anniversary of something that happened 84 years ago. The year was 1939.
Oh, yes.
On this day.
On this day. Yeah, that's crazy.
On this day.
I was trying to remember what you were talking about. But I know. Trust me, I know.
Not many things you can remember.
From 1939.
Because none of us were alive. But when you say that year, I feel like something should jump out at you.
Right. No, it does.
1939.
How many years ago?
84 years ago.
Dang.
I'll give you a hint. A bunch of the people got their star on the Walk of Fame in the last 20 years, finally.
Really? I didn't know that.
Fun facts.
That's a horse of a different color.
Well, there you go. So
that's a better hint.
We'll let you know what it is. And I have a fun thought about sports and this 1939 fun fact. So we'll get to all that. And, of course, Tyson Trivia coming up next. Get dialing now, 877-99 on Fox. We got more. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, I got to ask, when was the last time you looked at those tires?
You mean really close inspection, because I look at them all the time. When I go to the car wash, I'm like, yo,
you missed the spot.
Yo, are you going to armor all those bad boys or what? Well, worn out tires are a danger to you, your passengers, and other drivers. So take a longer look. Stop. Grab a quarter. Stick it in the tread. If you could see the top of Washington's head, George Washington, not Ron Washington.
Ron Washington, you see a dome.
Head I saw over him yesterday, coaching third base.
Head over to TireRack.com. I always felt bad for Ron Washington. He was one out away from being a World Series manager.
Same.
Anyway, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Put that Ron Washington quarter in your tread. You'll see the full line of Continental tires ship fast and free to you or over 10,000 recommended installers. You'll get free road hazard protection in 2 years of mobile tire installation, and it's available in many areas. They take your tires to your work or your home and install them on site. It's ultra convenient. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see the Continental test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
All right. Got Joel on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
Happy belated anniversary to hip hop. Celebrated 50 years of hip hop this weekend.
See how Run DMC were on the stage at the free concert in New York?
So dope.
They say the last time the two are going to get together, of course, Jam Master J, RIP.
RIP. Yeah. Again, Covino and Rich with Danny G, Joel, and Spot on the Videos at Covino and Rich. We're live from Mercedes-Benz Studios, brought to you by the finest Mercedes-Benz vehicles, all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
Now, before we get to Tyson trivia, before we get to something really funny that went down 84 years ago, something real fun we'll get to, and of course, some more NFL chat here on CNR. We mentioned it earlier, and off the air, we were just saying how it hasn't been talked about enough. When Fernando Valenzuela had his night at Dodger Stadium out here in L.A., I wasn't there. I didn't go.
I was mind-blasted by the footage on social media.
I'm not a Dodger guy, but what I saw on TikTok, Instagram, people posted on Facebook and Twitter.
I sent it to my parents. That's how impressed I was.
I sent it to my mom.
I said, wait until you see the sombrero. You're going to cry. It was amazing.
I was, at first, wondering, all right, I don't want to get tricked. Is this real?
If you tell me now it's fake, I'm going to be so upset.
From what I understand, it's real. Danny, you're a Dodgers guy. The Fernando Valenzuela drone show, where they had all these drones making an image of him throwing a pitch and then a bat and then a...
By the way, they made a weekend out of it. It was like Fernando Mania weekend as they retired the number 34 at Dodger Stadium. The footage was like something we've never seen before.
So sick.
Yeah.
And then the groundskeeper, did you see the video where they were writing his name into the dirt? And just you could tell how beloved he is, especially in Southern California.
Unbelievable.
That mania was a real thing when I was a tiny kid. It's one of my first memories of sports.
Well, we talked about that on our afternoon show here on Fox Sports Radio, how we grew up little pumpkin pie haircut of kids on the East Coast.
Yeah, Camino's from Jersey. I'm from New York. But we little kids were like, oh.
Fernando Mania. Like, we remember, like, oh, wow. I can't imagine what it was like as a kid here in the barrios of L.A., right? Honestly, it must have been insane. So to see how beloved he was and to see this drone show, honestly, if you haven't seen it, Fox Sports Radio Nation, you got to check it out.
Yeah, just honestly go on any social media and just type in Valenzuela Dodgers drones. And
I was thinking fireworks are a thing of the past.
We talked
about it at the beginning of the baseball season. It's something new that the Dodgers rolled out to rotate Friday night fireworks with Friday night drone shows.
Look at that.
And,
yeah.
You know,
impressive.
I'm not saying fireworks have hit their limit, but you know, you see impressive fireworks at a game or on the 4th of July, and you're like, oh, that's beautiful. But we may have hit the limit for now as far as like, oh, you have smiley face? That's cool.
They had Vince Scully. They had the microphone.
But when you can incorporate...
They had drones in the shape of Fernando Valenzuela pitching.
What about the idea? What about the idea of a hybrid drone fireworks show? Is that the future? Because I don't think you could just roll straight up fireworks after what I saw. After what I saw...
And
at that
way,
Fernando Valenzuela, you know, tribute, I feel like seeing only fireworks now would be like going to a car that does not have CarPlay, Bluetooth, anything. Like, once you use something, you can't go back.
Yeah.
It would be like going back to old cable TV after you've been streaming.
Right, right. And there's an art of watching the drones and trying to figure out, well, what are they going to create next? Like, oh wow,
it's like a marching band.
Yeah, the American flag. Oh, the Mexican flag. Oh wow, a sombrero.
What they
were doing with the drones, and again, they take formation, they take shape, and then they lie. It's such a cool experience, man. And again, the footage is it looks fake. It looks unreal.
So I wonder
it's
how
amazing
many
that we're when I realize what we're capable of and his stupid drones. I'm these UFO sightings are nonsense. They're just stupid drones everywhere. If we have drones that are able to do this,
oh my God, like, aliens have made Fernando Valenzuela. Oh
yeah,
no, they're just drones.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I do think that remember we said it, not a big deal, but if it's not this year, next year, your hometown stadium, football, baseball, whatever it is, any outdoor sporting event, there will be drone nights because the whole firework thing, that's good and all. Still exciting, still fun to bring the kids or family out to fireworks night. But drones have taken it to a whole different level. And my wife said,
a whole new level where the rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble.
My wife, my wife was saying, who gets into that? Meaning, That had to be someone years ago, a nerd long ago that's like, I feel like drones are the future and I'm going to dedicate myself. Like, because you have to have, I'm guessing, multiple operators of those things, right?
Oh, yeah.
One nerd started a drone club and 20 others joined him.
It really is amazing. It really, really was. Like,
and what do they do
honor.
For downtime? They got it.
Well, they have a lot of downtime. People that probably deal with drones, Joel, probably don't date much. So they got plenty of time to work it out.
But they play video games.
I'm a drone guy. Well, okay.
Remote control cars in their living room.
Yeah, if you're a drone guy, it comes with a lifetime guarantee. No booty for a lifetime guaranteed. But you probably make good money doing that if that's your thing. Showing up. I bet your rich people are going to start doing that. Like, hey, it's the Kardashian party, and they got like a drone show.
Nah, you know where you're going to see this first? First and first, mostly with everything going on in Vegas, and Vegas is all about putting on shows, you know, creating a show and an atmosphere. It's a party. Any event you go to in Vegas, a party. That just adds to it. This just adds to the experience of the overpriced ticket that you're paying for. It's really worth it.
Yeah. I mean, Vegas now has the... The bubble? What is it?
The sphere.
The sphere. The sphere. They have the sphere.
The bubble.
Yeah, the bubble. You know, move over Bellagio Water Show. Move over Sphere. There's going to be...
The sphere holds 18,000 people, and it's like...
$2.2 billion bubble.
Yeah, the highest in acoustics and technology. We've all seen it. We saw it for the NBA kickoff, the Summer League kickoff.
NBA call.
Or tip-off, I should say. But it's impressive. So whatever they could do to add to the show... And add to the fun, I think that's definitely the next thing.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's get into it. It's Tuesday, and we do Tyson trivia. Come on.
Mike Tyson was a maniac.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Put an ear to this if you're a boxing brainiac. Iron Mike Trivia.
You can't touch me. You're not man enough.
All right, in for the great Dan Patrick. It is CNR's Tyson Tuesday.
Hey, what's up, Danny G?
On FSR, as security walks in, our broke mic.
It's so early here, guys. You wake me up so early. You guys don't even give me any money or nothing.
I haven't seen you this early ever.
Give me stale donuts to come here. Hey, what's up? Good morning, Joel. Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hi, I'm Mike.
Fox Sports Radio. Hey, what's going on? Hey, Spot. How are you?
Let's meet the contestants, 12-time winner Rich Davis.
Yeah, buddies, let's do it.
He's the Tom Brady of this trivia.
Yeah, he definitely plays with drones, I can see. He's like, definitely, like, he has multiple drones.
3-time champion Spotty Boy.
Yo.
Hey, Spot.
Hey, Mike.
First-time contestant Kevin Wire.
Like Travis you're like Travis Kelce a little bit.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
You're like Travis Kelce on a bad day.
And over here to my right, you guys see Kevin. He's never played this. This is his first time.
Hey, what's up, Kev, on the updates?
I'm a very casual boxing
observer,
so let's see how well I do here.
Kevin, to the update room in the pitch dark.
I feel like he's making excuses. You're making excuses. There's no excuses in Tyson trivia.
All right, and you know what, Kev? Get right on your mic. Say it loud with some pride. What state would you like to represent here? Missouri? Pennsylvania on the studio lines, or California?
Oh, give me my home state of California.
All right, let's go to Sean in Sacramento.
What's up, Sean?
Oh, made it to the show. My brother's in shock. What up?
Yo, what's up, Sean? Hey, light the beam, Sacramento. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Sean.
All right, Sean, you are going to be playing for CNR Nerf Football. Rules for Iron Mike Trivia. The first contestant with 2 correct answers is the champ.
I'm the champ. I'm the youngest heavyweight champion of the world.
No, they'll be the champ. If there's a tie, then we have a tie-breaking question. Your name is your buzzer, so say it loud, but you do have to wait until all 3 possible answers are read. If there's 2 wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question.
Iron Mike.
Are you ready?
Iron Mike, I'm ready.
Let's go.
Let's get it on. Round 1.
Gotta wake myself up. All right, ready, guys? Let's go. Round 1. My life was turned into a documentary which premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in 2008 in a one-man stage show on Broadway that was directed by A, Kiki Palmer, B, Spike Lee, or Lloyd Richards, C.
Rich.
Sean.
Rich.
Spike Lee part of that, Mike?
Yeah,
Spike
buddy.
Lee, the wonderful man, the beautiful man. Spike Lee, the answer correct, guys.
Rich right away on the board there. Let's go to round 2.
All right, Sean, I'm rooting for you. Let's go. Dana White was on my Hot Boxing podcast a week ago. When he expressed his passion for old school hip hop, I busted out singing what song? A, Jailhouse Rap by the Fat Boys. I used to love the Fat Boys. B, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, or C, Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name?
Sean.
Sean.
Hey.
No.
I used to love the Fat Boys, though.
Kevin.
Kevin for the steal.
C.
Yes. That's a clip that went viral. Mike, why were you singing a Bon Jovi song during a hip-hop conversation?
Everybody loves Bon Jovi. I love Bon Jovi. I love them. They like every time I go to Jersey, I love Bon Jovi.
It's just so out of place, Mike.
I love Bon Jovi.
If people haven't seen the clip, you got to look it up.
Slippery When Wet. That was my mantra and my favorite album.
Oh.
Slippery?
Dana White's dropping some lyrics. And Mike, you chime in and you just start wailing Bon Jovi.
You give love. You know the words. Why are you acting like you don't know the words?
All right, so on the board, Rich and Kevin, let's move on to round three.
Yep.
Round three. I once famously said this about being focused. A, when I'm fully focused, I can hear the sweat leaving my forehead. Oh. B, my focus caused many men to lay flat on the canvas. Ooh. Or C, when you're really focused, you hear everything.
Sean
to get on the board.
Hey.
No.
Rich.
Sorry, buddy. Rich, this would be for the win for Rich.
We'll go with B.
No.
Oh, you'd be wrong. Yeah. And Sean, I like your style. He chimes in real fast. You're wrong, though, every time.
Yeah,
you're wrong every time, but I like your style.
So Mike hears everything when he's focused. It's creeping.
Yeah, right. Is that your answer, Mike? What do you
see when you're really focused? You hear everything. You got to pay attention.
All right, that's round true. Four on the board.
So many people are just so self-aggrandizing, and so self-centered that they don't even pay attention. It's like you, Rich. You're always just, what am I going to say next? You're never really listening. You got to be in the moment.
I'm in the moment now.
You got to be in the moment. You got to stay focused.
Rich and Kevin on the board. Spotty trying to get
parked
on
down
there.
Over there.
Let's go.
Round
right,
four.
Here we go.
Who did I curse in 2022 for stealing my life story?
Oh.
I said that they disgustingly treated me like a blank they could sell on the auction block. Was it A, Netflix, B, Hulu, or C, Apple
Spot.
TV?
Spot.
Oh.
B, Hulu. Oh.
Yes, with Spot. Hulu. Boy,
I still haven't watched it. It was horrible. They didn't even give me any money. I got nothing from that.
Sean, you almost got in there.
Sorry, Sean.
Spot, Rich, and Kevin all on the board as we go to round number five.
Wow, that's going round five with Tyson. Very impressive, guys. I give you a slow clap.
Thanks.
Round
Mike.
Five. I'll always be champ. So you should know this. When is my birthday? Is it A, June 30th, B, July 5th, or C, May 24th? Don't Google. No Google.
Sean to get on the board.
Let's go with A.
Yes, June 30th.
Oh, son of a gun.
June 30th, and nobody here got me a card. The only card I got was from Glass Joe and my dentist. Round right. six.
Yeah, nice work, guys. We got a lot of people on the board
this
here.
This is for the win.
I think everyone's on the board.
In May, my cannabis company, Tyson 2.0, launched a partnership.
Wait, did what?
They launched. You don't know what that word means? In May, my cannabis company, Tyson 2.0, launched. I'm going to say real slow for Danny G. Launched a partnership with InnerCure.
Oh.
A, an Atlanta-based holistic healing company. B, an Israeli medical marijuana company, or C, a San Diego, California-based edibles company.
Kevin
for the win.
C.
No.
Rich.
You can see your way out. You lost.
Rich for his 13th win of all time.
Is it B?
Yes, it is. An Israeli, or as Mike said, Israel medical marijuana company.
Well, you're a very competitive fighter.
I know. Well, hey, every Tuesday a little Tyson trivia, and I'm gonna send Sean in Sacramento.
Your my ball.
Hey, guys, if I fight in the Roman Coliseum, will you buy tickets?
I will.
I want to fight Elon Musk.
I fight a lion.
Now, lions are beautiful creatures. I want to fight Elon. Elon at the Roman Coliseum, guys.
Sean, we have a CNR FSR Nerf football headed out to Sacramento.
That's why y'all the most interactive show on Fox Sports Radio. Keep it lit, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Bye, Joel. Bye, Joel. Good to see you, Joel. Bye, guys. Bye, Kevin.
Security.
Bye, guys. I'm going to go take a nap. Bye, it's Mike. Way too early for Mike Tyson. Mike, good night. Bye, guys.
Well, thank you, Mike. Hey, good night. Good night. Yeah, good night. Coming up here on FSR, Covino and Rich, in for the great Dan Patrick, we are going to talk some NFL. What team is going to let down their fan base, leaving them in tears? And what NFL team is going to turn heads and surprise everyone? We'll get to that. Plus, on this day in 1939, something pretty cool happened, and we're going to have a fun little sports twist on a Hollywood classic. So hang tight. That's all next. Fox Sports Radio, CNR, in for DP, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Welcome back to the Covino and Rich Show. Thanks for being our friend. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Friends.
Thanks for hitting us up on social media at Covino and Rich. If you want to play along at home. If you want to sing along like Rich Davis, the CNR on FSR in for Dan Patrick. Day two of the Dan Patrick hat trick, which means... Oh, they're here again tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm excited, man.
They're here
I love
again tomorrow, too. And then back to our regularly... It's one of those hard words to say.
Regularly.
One of those regularly.
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Scheduled
program on Thursday. We're on 5 p.m. every weekday here on 5 p.m. Eastern every weekday on Fox Sports Radio. Please subscribe to our podcast.
You know, the best compliment we could get is, yeah, I turned on Dan Patrick and these guys are on and you know what? You sort of won me over.
Yeah, but
like that, you know, it's
hey, we bring Mike. I saw Mike Tyson in the hallway just now.
You know, it's the ultimate of compliments. Let's be honest, in like sports guy culture, no one's gonna be like right away. I love you guys. So when someone says, "Hey, you're not too bad,"
are you kidding me? Any radio guy, and we're all radio fans, right? All grew up listening to our favorite radio shows and sports shows. You're very loyal and territorial to the shows that you like. So when someone new or there's a new voice filling in, you automatically hate them.
It's like hating until proven otherwise.
Yeah, the default setting here is I hate them until they win me over. So thanks for giving us a shot. Thanks for hanging out with us. And thanks for all the feedback again at Covino and
Rich. Which is why you guys ain't too bad is the guy's way of saying like you.
Yeah, we'll win you over eventually.
Well, you know, I saw that on this day, actually, a couple things happened on this day. Let me flip it and reverse it.
Nerg flicking ripple flam, yeah.
Thank you, Missy. The year was 1993. I'm going to flip it. Then I'm going to go 1939. On this day in 1993. I think it's obvious because when I say certain years...
Oh, on this day in 93, I probably went 4-for-4 with a few stolen bases.
No, it's not you.
On my high school team.
I know, you're the greatest. On this day in 93.
Well, I graduated in 94.
This legend won his last game in the bigs. When you think 93, I feel like it sort of connects the dots for you.
Legend, I got it.
What do you think?
Any other guesses? Any other brain busters you want me to tell you? I think I know. You said legend, last win, Nolan Ryan's last win.
Bingo.
Bam.
Boom.
Bingo was his name-o.
Nolan Ryan, on this day.
Loteria. Bingo. Bam.
Rangers beat the Indians 4-1, and it was Nolan Ryan's last win after playing what seemed to be like 50 years in Major League Baseball. Started out as a rookie in 1966. Played all the way until 1993.
People forget he won a World Series with the Mets.
At the age of 46. Nolan Ryan, the other fun fact is what? He never won a Cy Young Award.
That's ridiculous. What? Seven no-nos?
No.
No Cy Youngs?
No Cy Youngs. No Cy
Weak
Youngs.
Weak sauce.
There was always someone that maybe was a little like sexier that year. Like, oh, Jim Palmer or something.
Jim Palmer was sexy in his,
in his commercials.
No, what did he wear? What kind of undies? He wore like BVDs, I think. No, jockey. Wasn't he the jockey model?
I think he was.
Yeah, he was a jockey model back in the day. Very sexy.
Remember some of those 80s and 70s commercials when you see the throwbacks?
Like, yeah.
Gary Carter and his Irish Spring.
Yeah.
So on this day, 93, Nolan Ryan... last win ever. And when you think Nolan Ryan, the guy, one of the most dominant pitchers of all time, they say, according to modern software and radar guns, which were different then,
mm-hmm.
There's people that say he threw between 106 and 108 in his prime.
I heard 108.
And that to me...
the legend still grows.
Feels
he hasn't
fake.
Pitched since 93.
Danny, you've heard that. I don't know, Joel. Have you heard that they say Nolan Ryan, according to today's technology, would have been... clocked at 108.
I have heard that.
That's impressive, man, if true.
I mean, the guy, based on the number of strikeouts and his domination at times, I mean, it makes sense, right?
Well,
it does seem fake, though. Like, really, 108? Come on.
We were talking about the evolution of football and how the running back position has changed. Just all sports evolve. Growing up, when batting averages meant something, it was what? One dude that threw 100 miles per hour, Nolan Ryan? Now? Got so many flamethrowers over 100 miles per hour. It's the new standard almost. Like, does he throw 100? You were so impressed if you heard anyone hit the clock at 100 miles per hour growing up. Things change. So if he was hitting 108, dang.
You know how sometimes a bad stat just shows that you're good? Because it means you've been around for a while?
Yeah.
You know, Nolan Ryan doesn't even lead all time in losses. Because my thought was, oh, the guy's got 300-plus wins, 5,000-plus strikeouts. I'm like, he probably owns every category, good and bad, just based on the longevity. Just to show you that sometimes longevity and greatness means that you also hold the bad stats. Most losses by a Major League Baseball pitcher of all time.
He had the most punches landed, too, for a pitcher, which is rare.
Oh, gave Robin Ventura an old knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, 10 landed punches. At least 10. He was giving them noogies like the Three Stooges.
Cy Young. You know, the guy that the best pitcher of the year award is named after. Cy Young had 316 losses, which shows sometimes longevity will just do that to you. Now, on this day in 1939, The Wizard of Oz debuted at Grauman's Theater here in Los Angeles, Hollywood.
Wow. And on this day, huh?
On this day, the first screening ever. Of The Wizard of Oz.
Game changer.
I'll get you, my pretty.
By the
way. And your little dog, too.
not music, bad, right? This music frightened the hell out of every kid, no? I think so. I think you hesitate to show it to your kid even now for two reasons. Because it's very special, and you want them to have some sort of reaction to it, right? And you hope and wonder if they're even going to like it because their eyes are a little different from today's perspective. But you also hold back because you're like, I hope they're not scared. I don't want to ruin it for them because that might scare them, or the flying monkeys might say, I don't know if they can handle this. But this music used to freak me out as a little kid.
Yo, is Miss Gulch the original Karen?
Oh, yeah. No, I was
came over to just complain, like, you're dumb, and you're this, and you're that. Rah.
I saw a meme that said Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie was the original Karen.
The original Karen.
But yeah. I'll go with that.
A legendary movie. It's, by the way, it's on Hulu right now streaming. And I watched last night, and I think my kid's six, and I'm like, you're right, this flying monkeys and the witch, and you realize a couple things.
I think she's right about at the age where you show it to her, like, I can't believe you watched it without her, but if that's your reasoning, then that's your parental decision.
Let me tell you, bro, the makeup.
But watching that without your little rugrat is like going to Disneyland without your kid.
The makeup and the effects, you got to look at it from two perspectives. Compared to now, it looks whack, but for 1939, oh my God. It's the only movie from that era that would even come close to standing the test of the time.
Ebra.
There's some hardcore magic going on there when you watch that movie that you can't recreate in today's movie world.
The question is this. I'm going to put a little sports twist on this.
What happened was just this.
And Joel, you can kill the music. It's scaring me now. I'm waiting for some old whack lady in a bike to fly by.
Who killed my music?
So, was it you? If you could recast The Wizard of Oz with athletes, who would you put in there? Dorothy, Tin Man Scarecrow, Cowardly Lion. If you were to say current day, because isn't Ariana Grande doing a Wicked movie, right, that's coming out in a year or so? If you were to recast the actual Wizard of Oz and you could make the cast with solely athletes, like I get like a couple come to mind. Like,
what athlete's going to play Dorothy? Like,
there's women athletes, you know.
I'm trying to figure out.
I know that.
You know, there's women that play sports, Camino.
I didn't think that you were going to cast Mike Tyson as Dorothy.
Cam Newton as Dorothy.
I think Russell Wilson definitely gets a role. It's just, I don't know if he's the no heart or the...
Russell Wilson. Ooh, you know what? I got a feeling since Rich
there's
watched
two angles,
the movie.
You know, Joel, there's two angles, right? Because you could be like, who would look the part? But then you can be like, well, who's got no heart? Who's got no brains? Who's got no courage?
I think Mike Tyson should be the Cowardly Lion because he does the put him.
Oh, yeah.
That's a spot. It's a good one. Or you could go like a Bartolo Colon as the Cowardly Lion just because he might look the part.
Like stature and things like that.
Travis Kelce kind of looks the part.
Well, like I said, if Rich watched a movie last night, I imagine he thinks he has the ultimate cast.
Yeah, you were sitting around watching The Bachelorette, boring, and the Yankees. I watched The Wizard of Oz and Hard Knocks.
Well,
I won.
I'm not going to hard knock you for watching it. It's a classic. I know it sounds a little corny, but when's the last time you watched The Wizard
Dude,
of Oz?
We had a conversation about...
It was the most special movie you could possibly watch as a kid growing up. It only aired on what, around Thanksgiving time when we were
Rich
kids?
Rich watched the whole thing?
Yeah, you know, it's only an hour and a half. It's like an
straight
hour
through?
40 minutes. Yeah, I because I started it.
He skipped parts.
Yeah,
the Mets
amazing.
Get down by five runs?
The Mets, I'm done.
Rich skipped the Poppy's part. Watching with Rich takes the magic out of it, but he watched it.
That's it.
And
how is that relevant?
Because you fast forward.
I told
things.
You that. It's only an hour
you
and a half.
You watched it without your kid. You watched it late at night, probably on edibles. But
tell me about The Bachelorette last night. Was it great? Hometowns?
Hold on. I'm not knocking you for watching it. I'm knocking the style in which you watched it. I'm telling you, I agree. It's a very special movie. And I watched it recently, too. And what they did for 1939 was amazing.
How dare you watch it on edibles?
Yeah.
Those flying monkeys freak me out.
You got to cue it up with The Dark Side of the Moon. Which, by the way, I've never done that. But you're saying recast the movie.
If I said Scarecrow.
Yeah. I got the number one answer.
Scarecrow, maybe like a Peyton Manning type, like someone a little goofier.
Like you could see him being goofy,
like
doing
who could do
you know
the,
what came to mind for
the
me?
Physicality of the Scarecrow that could be like.
I saw this athlete, former athlete, but once an athlete, always an athlete, kind of. He made a cameo as a guest player for the Savannah Bananas recently. And I'm like, look at this guy. He's perfect for that. His name is Hunter Pence. He's been on our show. He's a goofy character. And I could see him being that, if I only had a brain, I could see that.
I could while the wee hours.
So I'm going with Hunter Pence on that one.
I think it should be an NBA player. Because that movie character flopped around all over the place.
Oh, that's a good one.
LeBron.
That's good. I like that.
All right, so, you know, let's hear from you guys. 877-99-ON-FOX. We're recasting The Wizard of Oz on its 84th anniversary. In for DP, it's Covino and Rich.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.